News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, a new ESRI report projects that public acute hospitals will need to increase inpatient bed capacity at least 40%, by at least 40%. So we need 40% more hospital beds, in short, by 2040. Joining us is Dr. Aoife Brick, Senior Research Officer. I should stress that's additional beds to what we have now. Joining us now is Dr. Aoife Brick, Senior Research Officer at the ESRI. Aoife, just talk us through the findings of this report.
Yes, so good morning. This report that's out today is looking out as far as 2040 to see how demand for public hospital care might change over that time. The results that we're reporting today are showing significant growth in demand across all services within the public hospital. So we're projecting growth of about 20 to 30% for emergency department and outpatient visits, and slightly higher than for admitted care, so around 20 to 40% for day and inpatient care. And to meet that projected increase in demand for inpatient care, that'll require somewhere between 4,500 and 6,800 inpatient beds, so additional growth of 40 to 60%.
What's driving that increase in demand?
Mainly population, right? So we're looking at growth in the population of between 600,000 and a million people by 2040. So that's about 12 to 20% growth. But what's particularly important in terms of hospital demand is the change in the population over the age of 65. So currently, that's about 1 in 7 people. But by 2040, that's going to be closer to 1 in 5. So that has big implications then for the capacity requirements in our public hospitals.
It seems undeniable that we will need a lot more hospital beds. Do you look at the idea of using beds more efficiently, or is that outside the remit of this report?
When we're doing these projections, we'll always provide a range. So like I said there, we're looking at somewhere between 4,500 and 6,800 inpatient beds. So that's quite a broad range. So the upper end of that range would be, you know, if there wasn't much change in the way services are delivered between now and 2040. But the lower end of that range does incorporate assumptions around improvements in services, or at least diverting some care out of the hospital and into the community. So there's a couple of ways that you can, I suppose, divert care. So that's reducing admissions altogether. So that would be things like the chronic disease management program, which is currently underway in the community. So the aim there is to manage people's conditions effectively in the community, and hopefully they won't reach a point where they need to be admitted. Other things would be, you know, if you improve vaccination rates. So we've quite a lot of bed days in acute hospitals devoted to things like flu and particularly pneumonia. So increasing vaccination rates would be a way to avoid admissions and reduce lengths of stay. But also you've quite a lot of bed days within the public hospital that are devoted to people who, I suppose, are probably clinically ready for discharge, but there's some impediment to the discharge there. So that would be helped by things like increasing short-term care outside of the hospital, things like rehabilitation beds, home support, so that there's enough capacity there that patients can be discharged quicker from hospital. And I guess you're saving then those expensive inpatient bed days and reducing the number of beds that you would need to add to the system.
Do you look at the likely cost of this, or again, is that outside the remit of the report? I'm trying to think from memory. I think is the average capital cost per bed, again, I think it's a broad range. It can be anything from 400,000 to a million euro per bed.
So that was outside the scope of the current report. Sure. So I guess what we're trying to present here is the evidence to the policymakers to show them the direction of travel and kind of the scale of increase that will be required in hospital infrastructure. Your estimates there on the cost of beds, you know, the upper end of about €1 million per bed is reasonably accurate from the figures that I've seen, but obviously that varies
Of
hugely
course.
depending on whether you're building, you know, an extension to a ward or
Or
you're
a
building
brand
an
new
entirely
hospital,
new hospital, exactly.
as we know from experience. So look, I mean, the bottom line is we're going to need more beds. The population is growing. We need to start planning.
Absolutely. And hopefully that's what this report can help with. And I suppose these types of projections, because of the uncertainty around any sort of projection exercise, the projections will be kept under review. And, you know, as policies change, as new census information comes available in the next number of years, the projections would be reviewed. But even at the low end of our projections, you know, there's a particular challenge there in terms of expanding infrastructure and expanding it reasonably quickly.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Dr. Aoife Brick, Senior Research Officer at the ESRI. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.